ABC Radio Australia.
Firstly to Samoa, where official counting of votes began yesterday and will run for the rest of the week until official results are provided. Preliminary results from the snap election show that Lu'i Lataya-Schmidt of the Fast Party is leading with 31 seats, followed by the Human Rights Protection Party and Caretaker. Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mata'afa is trailing behind in fourth place with her Samoa Uniting Party. To discuss the preliminary results and how the new government is shaping up in Samoa, we're joined by Dr. Asanati Leakey, Senior Pacific Researcher with Sustineo. Good morning and welcome to Pacific Beat, Dr. Asanati.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, let's get right into it. As provisional results continue to come through, Fast Party have the majority of the seats with 31 so far. Are you surprised by that?
A bit surprised actually, because I think both, especially HRPP and FAST, they did really, you know, great campaigns, roadshows and all that. So, but you know, I was expecting a bit of a mixed results, but yeah, it is what it is.
Why do you think voters have decided to stick with FAST and rather than switch camps and go with FMA?
I think it's the way, the appeal of Fast Party, especially to, you know, the real needs of the people, especially also the support of the diaspora groups. So yeah, it's like, you know, with the social protection kind of promises that they gave, that was really, I think, appealing to the voters.
We heard yesterday, and I found this quite interesting, that the mood at the polls was somewhat somber. Do you think that might have impacted voter turnout at all, which you know, in effect might have impacted FMA's vote?
Yeah, I think so. It's, you know, I was in Samoa last week and it was like people were saying, let's get on with it. Enough of the noises and, you know, so much roadshow and promises being made and all that. And it has some kind of impact on that. Yeah,
look, I mean, obviously the last 6 months have been very tough for her. She's faced an internal power challenge and then her government was unable to pass the budget, which led to this snap election. Do you think she's being punished by voters or do you think this is just a symptom of, I suppose, fatigue of just the last half-year period?
Yeah, I think your line about punished by workers by voters, makes sense. Mind you, there's a whole lot of other issues surrounding her being leadership in the leadership role, and as well as her relationship with the Lauli Olemalietoa, chairman of the Fast Party. So yeah, there's a whole lot of other issues, and it's been, you know, brewing in the background in the last 6 months or something. And that has caused a lot of division as well among the voters.
Yeah. Now, FAST are obviously in the poll position at the moment. Do you think they're going to have the numbers to form a majority?
Yeah, good question. Let's let's wait and see. I think there'll be some court cases. HRPP leader has promised that he will make sure that justice is achieved and all that. I think there's a possibility there, but yeah, it's not sure at the moment.
Well, if they don't, I mean, who do you think they'll buddy up with and form a coalition with?
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting because you've got some independents, I think three or four of them. That's a possibility they would partner with. But we'll see. It's interesting because some of the independents themselves are former HRPP and, you know, members. So it's really not sure where their support will go.
The seats for the independents are quite surprising as well, four seats there. What does that mean for the political landscape of Samoa in terms of democracy?
You know, there used to be some a good, strong sort of independents in the past, and I see that coming back. And it's basically, I believe, it's a reflection of, you know, people just getting sick of parties, I guess, you know, or not trusting the parties to be part of. And it's something that's interesting because there was like, what, 50-something independent candidates that ran. Mm. So it's really speaking to, you know, the situation in Samoa political landscape that people are a bit more unsure of, you know, the parties and their role in politics, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess 4 out of 50 doesn't sound like a whole lot, but is that a lot considering what we've seen in the past?
Yeah, quite a lot, I think. Usually they're part of smaller parties, but I think 4. It's quite an interesting one. I mean, last time there was one independent, and he was like the kingmaker sort of, you know, situation. But yeah, this time with 4, it's pretty good, I think.
And based on the preliminary results, the Human Rights Protection Party is likely to wind up as opposition. Do you think Tuia Lapela will accept another term from the opposition bench?
Well, he's already in. He's won his seat from his constituency, Lepa. He will, yeah. It would be interesting to see if there's internal, you know, his political party sort of reshuffling, whatever, in terms of leadership. But I suspect that that's what a lot of people might like to see. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
And I guess with vote counting soon to be wrapped up by the end of the week, do you think that'll be the end of the political drama, or do you think it'll just be a sort of a plateau period before we get some more?
I think that there'll be a few court cases, but it shouldn't be as bad. You know, the situation shouldn't be as bad as, you know, it was in 2021. I think we'll be seeing a relatively sort of smooth transition to the new government in the next couple of months or so.
And what about Fia May? Does she have more to offer in the public eye? I mean, what do you expect out of her?
Well, you know, Fia May really represents to a lot of people the rule of law. Her adherence to that is very strong, has been very strong since she became Prime Minister. And that's very important. And I suspect that's what she will continue to stand for. Now she's in Parliament. She's been voted back in by her constituency. And I believe that that's what she's going to go for. It's just ensuring that, you know, members and the new government adheres to the rule of law.
Do you think this will be the last we hear of her in terms of, you know, making a run for the top job?
You know, she spoke about, thinking about resigning before 2021. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's, you know, if this would be her last term, decides to do other stuff. But, it'll be interesting, yeah.
Well, she could potentially do a lot of good, in a body like PIF or a UN body or somewhere like that. Would you like to see her, you know, maybe expand outside of Samoa and do something on the international stage?
Absolutely. She has a lot to offer to the region and, you know, the international community and, you know, in a lot of areas. I mean, climate change and gender equality, governance and, you know, lots of things that she's stood for. And I believe that she'll have a, you know, do a great contribution for the region.